It was Steve Larson's turn next. He thought it was hilarious to use a fake British accent, which he wouldn't have been able to do properly, even if he had studied in London for 10 years. Steve said,
"He's no reporter, sir. He's the editor-in-chief."
Of course, that set them all off laughing. One of them said,
"Come on, Granger. Don't be a chicken shit. Swerve closer to him."
I felt the breeze from the car. I knew if it came any closer, it would brush against my leg and I would lose my balance. Steve hung over the side of the car, offering a lit cigarette.
"Go ahead, Clark Kent. Take a drag."
I saw my only chance for escape, the next corner. I pedaled like the champion biker I only wished I was at that moment.
Success.
I made the corner, but it was too sharp for the convertible. Granger had driven by it. I stopped and watched them cruise down the hill toward a green traffic light. Then the light changed to yellow. Granger didn't slow down, though. The engine roared, and the guys all whooped and hollered as the car raced towards the intersection. A truck approached the light from the cross street. Granger's light changed to red. The truck horn blasted, but Granger's brake lights still weren't coming on. I half wanted to cover my eyes, but I didn't.